This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. China's pointing fingers, saying a new U.S. congressional delegation visiting Taiwan is colluding with the separatist forces of Taiwan independence. The AP's Jennifer King.
Cameras flashed and China announced more military drills, sending ships across the center line between the island and the mainland, as a new delegation of five U.S. Congress members visited Taiwan's president and parliament on Monday. Taiwan lawmaker Lo Chi-cheng says their visit is significant. It proves that China cannot stop politicians from any country from visiting Taiwan and conveys the message that the American people stand with the self-governing island. The visit came less than 2 weeks after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip, which prompted days of threatening military exercises by China, including the firing of missiles into the Taiwan Strait. I'm Jennifer King.
Brittany Griner's lawyers have said her 9-year sentence on a cannabis oil drug charge is too harsh. Now they're appealing the sentence.
The center for the Phoenix Mercury and 2-time Olympic gold medalist was arrested in February at a Moscow airport after vape canisters containing cannabis oil were found in her luggage. Griner was convicted on August 4th. Besides the appeal, the U.S. and Russia confirmed they're discussing a prisoner swap involving her and another American held in Russia. I'm Julie Walker.
Three people injured in a shooting at a Six Flags Great America parking lot last night. Police say it appears to have been a targeted shooting. No word on any arrests north of Chicago. She was one of the hottest stars in Hollywood in the late 90s. Anne Heche has died now after being taken off life support following a car crash in Los Angeles. She was 53. Iran says this morning, Satanic Verses author Salman Rushdie has himself to blame for the stabbing attack that wounded him last week. This is AP News. Time to go to the movies.
The Brad Pitt film Bullet Train leads the box office for a second straight week, according to studio estimates. I'm Archie Zaralletta with the latest.
Hi, there's a gun on.
Shh, whoa. It's the quiet car.
Bullet Train pulled in another $13.4 million in its second week of release, putting it as the number one movie draw for the weekend. DC League of Super Pets barely beat out Top Gun Maverick for second. However, Maverick's third place showing is all the more impressive considering it's been out nearly 3 months. Most movies head to streaming services after about 45 days in theaters. Thor: Love and Thunder is number four, with Nope at number five.
In Nashville, a developer has unearthed human remains that could be 200 years old while digging to lay the foundation of a new apartment and business space. It's not far from a Civil War fort and a cemetery dating back to 1822. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.